Okay, gentlemen, before we move on, we got to go back. We got two cases under advisement, so we'll get those first.
11507.
And the first one, yes, is 11507. And the first. And Mr. Rickards, you took that in under advisement. Open up the discussion?
Well.
Some woman and fellow is requesting a 5-foot variance for the proposed dwelling. Excuse me.
I just, I'm just not convinced that they can't adjust 5 feet for a lot.
If I understood the applicant correct, did I understand him right to say that it would be, his new dwelling would be less of an encroachment than the existing?
That's true.
Yep.
But still, he could still bring everything into compliance with 5 feet.
All right.
I'm sorry. No.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, on a lot that's 70 feet wide and, 100 feet deep?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lawrence, why are we considering averaging?
Do what now?
Why aren't we considering averaging?
Let me get turtle. Hold on.
And besides
was
that...
It was requested that we consider averaging. If the lot was vacant... And you look at averaging, you do the average based on the calculations. Then the improvements would be.
I see three houses that are 24.
You got a 29.7 noted on the survey, but that's counting the 45.3 as part of the calculation. You would count it, that as 30.
Right.
And you recalculate the 24.7, the 29.6, the 24.7, and the 24.1.
Right.
You don't count the existing. You strike that one out.
Sure.
Zero. So it starts from there.
Okay.
Add them up and divide it by five.
Divide it by five, and you get a number that gives them a setback.
29.5 or 29. Yeah.
That's yeah. Because of the 47 made it 29.
Oh, okay. Because of that one.
24.7.
I believe it's 29.8, Mr. Lang.
Yeah, 29.8.
Okay. What's that 29.7 right on survey? That counts a 47.
That's counting
at 47, I believe.
45. You got 45.3.
Oh, I'm sorry, 47.3. I'm sorry. And you got a 24.7 and a 24.1 and then a 30.
I mean, what I'm looking at on this, the survey shows half of the properties have dwellings that are under 25 feet.
Yeah, one.
And then you got two properties. One is well beyond the setback, and the other one is still encroaching.
Right.
Now, I understand that the 45 isn't going to throw all those off.
We don't count the 45. You count that as a 30.
That's 30.
30, okay.
So you got 10.
So if you take, I would think the average would be.
26.2.
Yeah.
Two.
What'd you get? 26.2, yeah. Yeah, right. You're right. 26.
Didn't bring my calculator.
So even averaging, it doesn't allow in the 5 feet.
26.2.
That'd be your average.
26.6. Sorry.
Now, come on. I've been the same.
Watch the back. The
variances that we had in this subdivision on that sheet, 43.
43 in that?
No.
Okay.
Well. How many front yards?
I can't.
42.
Yeah, 42.
43. Let me see, 134. What's that matter?
I don't see nothing wrong with it.
2011. What did I say? How many?
43.
43.
side, 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 corner, rear, side, one, two, three, four, five, six. Figure out my stop marker here. 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16.
Is that fronts?
16 fronts.
40%.
You're counting all the averages that we do anyway on new construction. You can't do an average on an addition, but this is basically he's built a new house, so basically the lot's going to be vacant.
It's going to be. Right. Lawrence, that's all new construction you talked about there.
Yeah. Well, no, it doesn't tell me that. It just tells me the variances were requested.
And this,
they were approved. They were all approved.
Okay.
And this is all new construction. They're not hanging a room on there. They're not putting anything. Evidently, next door, the new construction was 45 feet. Or that's what he wanted, evidently.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Apparently, he didn't want a backyard.
No, right.
No.
He didn't want a garden.
No, flower pots.
And the others are looking like they're...
The next door neighbor's whole front property is pavement.
Right. He wanted...
He wanted parking.
He wanted parking spaces for his hotel.
Probably rental.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Right.
No, probably so.
Right, you're right.
And they all seem to be keeping the 24-foot there. They tried to, if you look at them.
Look at the one on the end. He's got a huge backyard.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And three boats.
Yeah, he does. Jeez.
What would we do before Google?
Huh?
What would we do before Google Earth?
Yeah, I don't know. I really don't.
Can I ask you one question, guys? Well, maybe I missed it. Where's the hardship here? I'm trying to find that, where the hardship is. It, the only response I got, wasn't it? Maybe.
He did say he could move it.
Yeah, but he also said that he wanted it because he likes to do a lot of gardening and he wants more yard.
The first floor is not buildable.
Yeah. Pardon me?
The first floor is not buildable. And he needs additional space in order to accommodate his family.
And he's going three floors. I think he can make room for that, I would think.
Well, the first floor is garage and storage.
Garage is underneath.
Right.
Yeah.
And right. Two. So he's going to go two above that.
Two above that.
Right.
What is it, 33,000 some odd square feet?
3,300 square feet.
Right. Yeah.
That's three floors, but the first floor is going to be his garage and storage space underneath that. Yeah. So really, he's going to go to two stories.
Two stories up.
Yeah, over that way. Yeah. So actually, you'll have nothing on the first floor, right?
So you feel, Mr. Mills, that he's going to create a hardship by going up two stories and not having 5 feet to do that with, right? Is that what I'm?
I think that he. So I feel like he suggested that because of the needs of his family that the hardship existed.
Okay, I didn't get that. I got it that he wanted it more for the garden.
No, he wanted more for his family because of his three sons and his grandchildren and stuff. That's why it was a hardship for him to create it that way.
I don't know where I heard that then.
Yeah. No, but he did. But then he did come back with a garden. No, you're right on that. Yeah, too. But he stated that
plus,
first.
Plus, he had flooding in his rear yard.
Flooding on the rear
which
yard.
Which limited
too.
The use of that rear yard.
Yeah.
So he didn't have that much use of it.
That was just circumstance, too. I mean, storms, you don't get that every year.
I'm sorry?
You don't get that thing every year like that either. It's sanded with a different storm there.
So with not using the first floor, that'll cut him down to normal, I would say,
normal
living conditions.
Yeah, normal living style.
One more time to think about it?
No, I'm ready to vote.
Ready to vote? All right.
I'm ready to vote.
Everybody's ready to vote then? And no further discussion, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, in reconsidering everything that we discussed here, and I believe that the applicant is in a situation where he has tried the uniqueness of the property, and also with the hurricane coming in near Sandy, that some of these things have to be adjusted, and I believe from some of the statements Mr. Lank has made in that area, there has been some adjustments. Mm-hmm. And I believe the uniqueness of the property has been established. There is a uniqueness to that. It's 70 foot wide, and I believe that's a deterrent there to going to the right and left of the building, you know, the 5 feet, trying to get five more feet there. Mm-hmm. So there are the variances necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. The unnecessary hardship is not going to be created by the applicant. Situation is caused been caused by the size, you know, the size of the property and what he wants to do to open it up more to his family and have more living area. And the variance will not alter the central character of the neighborhood, and the requested variance is a minimum that I believe will be relief. The requested variance represents the least modification possible for your regulation.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Rickard, second by Mr. Hudson, that we approve case number 11,507. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Hudson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Rickard?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Nay, I think he called it in hardship.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 4-1, case number 11,507 is approved.